This is Farouk. And if you're not listening to Matt Mania, damn!
A little accident there.
You guys can go f*** yourself because we're out of time here, pal.
With a unique sense of humor, boyish charm, and a great set of pipes, Mean Gene Okerlund is truly one of a kind.
Yo.
I have the honor of interviewing the biggest names in the sport. Some have been a pleasure, while others, I just had to do my job.
He is blessed with a lovable charisma that remains timeless.
Hi again, Mean Gene here.
Genomania's running wild.
Mean Gene Okerlund, meaner than ever.
It's an honor to welcome the first announcer ever inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, Mean Gene Okerlund.
And well deserved.
Absolutely, man. We have to start off tonight's edition of the Matt Mania podcast on a somber note. Yeah. Today was a day of death.
Condolences.
2019 is not playing today. We lost the great Mean Gene Okerlund. Woke up to that this morning. We good?
Yeah.
Okay. Woke up to that news this morning when I was at work. I was like, damn, man, they got Gene. So condolences to Gene. We also lost Bob Einstein, or Super Dave Osborne. Or if you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, he is Marty Funkhauser. So RIP to him. And also, my stepdad told me that one of the Captain Tennille died or something. I don't know what that is.
That's also a group, isn't it?
I think so. I think it's some white shit.
Is it the Captain and Tennille?
I don't know if it's Captain and Tennille or Captain Tennille. Oh. Matt Maniacs, you want to hit us on the Matt Mania Twitter? Just hit us up and let us know because I don't know what that means.
He's got a phone, but he's going to ask you guys
right
what it is so that he can find out 2 days later.
I'll figure it out. We'll come back next week and report if any of the Matt Maniacs could tell us if it's Captain and Tennille or Captain Tennille. So, yeah, that was the sad news for the day.
How was your holidays, though?
Man, I'm
besides that.
Dog, this stretch from Christmas to New Year's, like, it's the worst stretch of days in the history of life. I had back-to-back four-day weekends, which sounds awesome. And don't get me wrong, having, you know, four-day weekends are great. But then you have those short weeks.
Until you realize how washed you are.
Oh, my God, dog. I'm tired.
Like, I got the free time but nothing to do. I got the free time and don't want to do anything.
Don't want to do anything. It was cold. It was long, man. It was long. Other than that, though,
Catch up on some shows.
Watch some wrestling. I watched The Ranch, the most recent part of The Ranch on Netflix. I love that show. It's hilarious.
With fucking
Sam Elliott.
With the dudes from,
yes, from that 70s show. Ashton Kutcher and the moms on there. But I watch it because Sam Elliott, he's hilarious, man. I watched that. Watched some movies. I got a really good put over a little bit later in the show. What else did I do? Oh, my dad retired.
Right.
Yeah. We were at his actual.
About that.
Yeah. His last shift was New Year's Eve. Went to the station. There was like a big presentation for him. All of his previous coworkers and current coworkers.
And for those of you who don't know, Rock's dad is a firefighter.
Yeah. He is a.
So, and now he's retired and he went from putting out fires to lighting up some, right?
This is indeed factual information. We were at the crib on New Year's Day. My dad's a big hockey fan. We all watched the Winter Classic. And as soon as the Winter Classic was over, my dad looked at me. I looked at my dad. Pops went outside, turned on his little fireplace that was outside in his backyard. I went out there with some of that jazz cabbage and watched my dad spark it up. And I put one in the air with my dad, man, which was absolutely fucking incredible. Like, I was really happy about that, man. I smoked weed with my dad. It's fucking dope.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
How was your holidays?
How was my holidays? I see. I mean, New Year's Eve, I went to Yucca for Rand's performance out there.
I should have went. I'm washed.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was rainy that day, and yeah. I know you live kind of far. So
I do live kind of far, and I was drinking early.
Right, so if you were drinking early, it probably wasn't. This isn't the day to be out.
It is not the day to be out.
For drinking, so if it wasn't close enough to me as it was, then I probably wouldn't have made it either. So.
Oh, yeah, because it's on your side of town.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to go. And then waking up the next day, I'm like, oh, damn, man. Penny was there. Reflection, Maria, whatever. Just people were there that I know. I'm like, damn. My bum ass was at home. Not my bum ass. It was cool. I hung out with my sister. Drank some beers.
His bum ass.
What did we watch? We watched a movie. Had some cheesecake. You know? Smoked a lot. And woke up the next day with okay, it's 2019.
And you caught up on some wrestling.
I did watch some wrestling. Early. Like, woke up New Year's Day at, like, I don't know, 5. I was just up and watching Raw. It was whatever.
Wonder how many of our Matt Maniacs out there were binging some wrestling during their off time from work this holiday season. Did you catch up on something? Anything old? Did you watch anything new?
I watched a lot of watching indie things. Stuff. Yeah, indie stuff.
I know you were texting us about
New Japan, some stuff that you hadn't Evolve. Seen. Yeah. It was Will Ospreay and Ricochet and Evolve. It was an Evolve tournament. Okay. That match was insane. I forgot how, I mean, I know how dope Ricochet is, but I don't see enough Will Ospreay. He's really dope too. Okay. I watched an old, it was Shinsuke and, was it Ibushi or Kyoto or Kiabi? I was one of the guys that's fighting in Wrestle Kingdom this weekend against somebody. It was a really good, it was for the Intercontinental IWGP IC title, I think Shinsuke had at the time. That was a great match too. Oh, okay. I want that Shinsuke in WWE all day. So
the roster in WWE doesn't want to fight that Shinsuke.
No, they don't want that strong style.
Not even a little bit.
But, not sudden.
Other than that, I mean, I guess we can get into those putovers. You said you wanted to. I'll let you go ahead and go first. You said you had a dope movie that you wanted to put over.
Yeah. So Friday night, I was at the crib. Friday night, I was listening to A Waste of Time with It's the Real, and they have a new podcast that they've been doing like spot on ones with these guys. They do is two Jews and two black dudes review the movies.
Okay.
It's the Real. They're two Jewish guys, and it's Sheik and Ghost from the Lox. On this particular episode, they were reviewing Airplane, classic parody Airplane. If you've ever seen it, great movie. They don't just talk about those movies. They go off on tangents like we do. And Styles is talking about this movie called The Night Comes for Us. So I was like, I'm like, I trust Styles' opinion. So I went home, saw the trailer. I guess the star of the movie was the same guy from The Raid and The Raid Redemption. The movie is in Chinese or Japanese. There is some English at points.
Okay.
That's not why you should watch it, though. You should watch it for the fight scenes are just bananas. Like, close quarters, knives, all kinds of weapons. Premise of the movie is this dude is like a, for the Yakuza. And instead of like killing.
Always the Yakuza.
You know? Instead of killing this entire village, including this little girl, he like turns on the Yakuza and then they're coming to get him and he's trying to save this girl. But there's some crazy fight scenes, bro. Like, crazy fight scenes. Like, brutal, like, gory, bloody, super fire.
It's on my... It's in my queue on Netflix.
Yeah,
it's
no,
on
it's...
Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I...
Yeah, I was going to go home and buy it or rent it. And I was like, oh, it's on Netflix. Like, even better.
Right.
So, it's like 2 hours, but it is nonstop, just straight-up murder.
Do you like Japanese action movies?
Yeah.
You see Old Boy?
No.
Never seen Old Boy.
No.
All right.
Who's in that? Tony Jaa?
Shit. Who's in it? They have an original and they just did a remake years ago that Spike Lee did the remake for.
Same it. Title?
Yeah. It's called Old Boy. The Japanese one.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy ending. Like they changed the ending for the American one because the Japanese one got some incest in it.
Oh, that's nasty. You get a nasty word.
You don't see the incest.
No.
But the ending has to do with some incest.
It's nasty.
Yeah, people who seen Old Boy out there, y'all know. But it's a scene in Old Boy that they even said.
Old like, Boy or Old Boy?
It's Old Boy. O-L-D.
About to see if it's on Prime.
Old Boy.
And put in my queue.
If you Google it or YouTube it or anything, I'm sure it's going to show you the hallway scene. Where a lot of people say that Daredevil, the first...
they got that
the
from that.
Where it was the no-cut scene in the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they were comparing that to the Old Boy scene and saying that they were trying to mimic that scene because he's, like, fucking a whole bunch of people up with a hammer.
Is it the top one? 2003-ish?
Yeah.
Wait, is the Spike Lee one the one below it, 2013?
Yeah.
Okay.
With Josh Brolin.
Should I watch both?
Yeah, I mean, they both were good, but I mean...
Are they similar? Like,
yeah.
Are they pretty similar? I mean, I like Spike Lee's movies. I never heard of that movie.
Yeah, okay. So it's like...
He was in that movie.
Who? Josh Brolin?
I'm not going to
do it from The Raid.
No, that guy right there, I think he's in The Night Comes for Us. I'm not just saying that because he's...
That might be the dude with the long hair, though, from The Raid. It was a guy in The Raid.
Oh, that's right. Too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got killed in The Raid, and then he came back as somebody else in The Raid, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like... Okay. Elizabeth Olsen. That's Scarlet Witch, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. They're on my watches on Prime.
So, yeah, man, check it out. It's dope. Like, the dude is, he's trapped in, like, a, somebody, like, kidnaps him and puts him in this hotel room that he can't get out of.
Oh, shit.
And they're just, like, feeding him and drugging him and forcing him to watch what they want him to watch and stuff while he's, like, and they keep him in there for so long, and then they let him out because,
oh,
like,
wow.
The guy did something to them, so this is, like, the payback or whatever, but it's got, like, some twisted shit, and they make him, like, fight these people and do all this other crazy stuff. So check it out.
That sounds pretty
well. It'll be worth it for that hallway scene alone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. y'all watch, now that we're talking about movies, I watched a lot of old movies. I watched The Fugitive. I watched Air Force One. I watched Groundhog's Day. I watched Columbiana, which I love. What else did I watch? Oh, the Day After Tomorrow.
That's what,
Gamora. Zoe Saldana.
She's skinny as fuck, man.
She
was like super skinny in that.
She ain't
movie.
That thick. She ain't much thicker as Gamora.
No, I know, but she was.
She still looked good though. You see them little titties in the shower. Just saying. But yeah, I realized I kind of got like a man crush on Harrison Ford, man. Like Fugitive.
Is that what you were doing? You were watching a bunch of his movies.
Air Force One and The Fugitive are both with him.
So I remember,
get off my plane. It's like my favorite line of the whole movie.
My daughter was talking about that she was gonna do a. Actually, I think she did it. Because they got a whole bunch of his movies on Netflix, I think. But she went and did a, man, why I can't think of the dude's name? Deadpool.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, she said she went and did a Ryan Reynolds,
Oh, God. She watched Waiting?
I don't know if she's seen that.
Van Wilder's on Netflix.
Yeah, but oh, man, she's Van still Wilder. A kid, so I don't know if Waiting is going to be.
How old is she?
12.
Waiting, the humor in Waiting might be a little bit too, and you don't want to see her when they're doing the Batwing. And,
but I'm like, yeah, he's got a. There was a time when Ryan Reynolds did a bunch of, he had a bunch of,
rom-coms.
Yeah, rom-coms.
Yeah.
Only one I can think of off top is The Proposal.
Is that the one with Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she was his boss.
Yeah. They fall in love and the whole, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Fake love, then fall in love. I remember he had that other one that I can't think of the name of it where he was fat in the beginning of it.
Oh!
Where he had the crush on a girl.
I know what you're talking about.
Come back to town.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He had the fat suit on.
Yeah. He's also Pikachu.
Yeah,
I saw the preview for that.
He's making all the money right now.
Not that I'm gonna watch that shit because I don't know what any of that. I don't know what any of that Pokemon shit means. But
man,
I saw that trailer when I saw Aquaman.
This is like the first of its kind, though, because it's the first live action Pokemon.
It looked cool. Like, I mean, I bet visually it'll be fresh, but I'm like, I don't know what these little Charmanders and Snorlaxes do.
I know, but when I saw, I used to watch Pokemon when I was younger, and when it first came out. So when I saw the preview, I was like, man, this shit looks fire because, like, this is how I always wanted to see Pokemon, like,
real life,
you know, like, vicious looking and stuff like that. Like, but, you know, people still do play that Pokemon game on their phone.
Do they really?
So, yeah, the dude who we linked up with in Vegas,
he was catching Pokemons?
Yeah, he's got, like, he's buying gadgets for its phone and stuff. Like, oh yeah, he's like, man, I ride around and this thing just picks up Pokemon as I go, and he's like, if you knew all the money that I spent on Pokemon Go. What's wrong?
Should one of those be lit up, the M or the S?
I don't know.
Okay,
it good. Looks like everything is recording fine.
Yeah, we're good. I'm just a little paranoia.
Rock's worried when he's here by himself.
Yeah, hey,
manning the boards.
You know, show's in my hands, and Rand's going to get the file tomorrow and be like, what did you guys do?
He's going to be like, this has nothing on it.
mentioned Aquaman. I saw. Did you do your put over?
No, I didn't do my put over.
Do your put over. Then we'll talk Aquaman.
So my put over this week, something that I decided that I want to try to do this year in 2019. It's not a resolution or anything, but I just want to read more. So I'm going to try to read a book a month.
Oh, nice.
And I got a couple of nice books last year. One of them that I brought in today, I picked it up while we were at All In. Actually, we were at Warrior Wrestling. So it was during All In weekend, but it was another promotion that was going on that Mega Ran had a performance at. And my good old buddy Austin Aries, friend of the show, was there. Talked to him. He was out there hawking this book that he's got.
I'm impressed with the hardcover. That's not cheap. Like, a hardcover book is not cheap to produce.
I always like to take the
jacket
cover off and see what that book actually looks like.
This is black.
So, yeah. This,
it looks kind of fresh, though. Like, this just looks classic. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's a lot of silver.
For y'all who don't know, Austin Aries has a book out. It's called Food Fight. Austin Aries is a vegan. And he put this book out. It says his plant-powered journey from the bingo halls to the big time. So,
does he talk about Zelina Vega in that book at all?
Do you see how hard it is to open this book?
Yeah,
I
haven't got there. I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
I have not cracked this book open, but here's the insert from it. This is what it says. I'll tell you, read you a quick part of it.
Okay.
It says, Austin Aries has been a professional wrestler for more than a decade, known as the greatest man that ever lived. Over the course of his career on the independent scene, Aries won multiple championships, most notably in TNA, World Heavyweight, World Tag Team, and six-time X-Division champion, and Ring of Honor twice. In early 2016, he signed with the WWE, where he performed weekly as part of the NXT brand. He has been a vegetarian for over a decade and a vegan since 2011. And this is his story about
nice.
That. So I also started this year off. This is my second day, no meat. I'm going to go vegetarian at least up to my birthday, which is January 22nd.
Yeah.
And then let's see how far it goes after that. So
your birthday is the week of the Ramble.
Yeah.
NXT Rumble.
My birthday falls on the Wednesday right before Royal Rumble. So this whole, the whole Rumble Ramble weekend will be, my birthday festivities.
Actually, are we going to do a go home show, or is a go home show going to be the live show? It's a good question.
Probably not. We'll probably still come do a show.
I think we should do a show.
Those live shows in the can a little bit, and then
that's true.
Until we need them.
Yeah.
But yeah. So shout out to Austin Aries. He signed his book for me. Go get that if you're interested in anything about him, or just some vegan stuff, or wrestling in general. This falls into a bunch of different categories. So go pick that up. I'm sure it's on Amazon.
Oh yeah.
Or you can get it probably at Barnes and Nobles or something like that. So it's Austin Aries with Mike Tully. It's called Food Fight.
He never made it to the actual main roster, did he?
What, on WWE?
Yeah.
He was on the main roster before he went to
NXT?
Yeah.
Really? You sure?
Yeah, because he was on the main roster, and then he got injured, and then he was doing and then he was on the announce team.
I remember that.
Do you remember him being on the announce team, carrying the banana around in his pocket and shit? That was after he got injured, and then when he came back, then he went to 205 Live.
Oh, the place where careers go to die.
So he obviously at that wasn't time. On NXT anymore. Well, he
he was champ NXT, wasn't he?
But he was not champ in 205 Live, and he lost every time he fought Neville. I think he lost to Neville three times in a row, and then after that, that's when he left.
What does Neville go by now? Some weird name.
I don't know.
It's not Neville. It's like letters or something. I don't know.
Is it letters that say Neville?
No.
Like Enzo?
No, we don't.
Changed his name.
Jesus. And we don't fact check on this show, so.
Did you see how his name is spelled now?
Yeah. I saw him post something on Instagram. He posted a picture of him holding up the Cruiserweight belt? I'm like, you're trash, fam. You were trash. But,
So now that putovers are over, you were trying to talk about
Aquaman. Oh, yeah. And y'all know, I don't fuck with DC. I don't like DC. Like, I went with my dad. It was a Friday afternoon where I got off of work. Visually, movie was incredible. Visually, it was dope. Action and the fight scenes were pretty cool. But still, it's just DC. Like, their movies, they just pale in comparison.
Why are you trying to, you liked it. Why are you still trying to?
I didn't like it like that. I didn't like it like, I said it was visually dope and the fight scenes were cool. And Amber Heard looked the best I've ever seen Amber Heard look.
It was a good movie. It was funny. It didn't take itself too seriously.
No.
Jason Momoa is definitely like the bro of the sea.
Bro of the sea.
Yeah, man. He's like, like when he came on the sub and he's like, permission to come aboard. And he's like looking over his shoulder at the camera. It's like he's just eating up all the scenery that he can and just.
Well, they got to keep the ladies entertained too.
Yeah, but it's like. Man, this is such a far departure from the Aquaman of the comics, but I like it.
What do you think it was? What is the villain's name? Mantra?
Oh, no, Black Manta.
Black Manta?
Yeah, I thought they did him real well. If you know anything about Black Manta or seen him, like the fact that they went all in with the costume and didn't, like, try to do their version of what the costume would be. Like, that was what was dope about this, that even though... Jason Momoa doesn't look like Aquaman. They still put his ass in the Aquaman costume.
Well, yeah, because Aquaman in the comic book was like blonde haired buzz cut, right? Wasn't that what he had?
Well, he had like the Mark Wahlberg. Okay. The John Cena.
He looked mad corny.
Yeah, with blonde hair.
Oh, let's not even talk about Cena's hair.
And stuff with the orange long sleeve shirt and the green
Aquaman,
pants.
If I remember right, like Aquaman was one of the cornier Justice League members.
Uh-huh.
He was ass.
Right, and that's what they did. They did a...
Who's going to be Namor in Marvel?
Total 180 and made him not be ass anymore.
He wasn't ass.
But yeah, like I said, they put him in a suit anyway at the end. It was like,
yeah, that suit was hard. No, that suit was hard when he beat that big old whatever the fuck he tricked or, you know, convinced he was the chosen one. So, yeah, it was hard.
So something that I thought was crazy, and I don't read the comic books or anything, and I don't know if any of our listeners read the comic books to check me on this, but so in the movie, spoiler.
It's
how long has it been out?
It's
2 weeks.
Two years.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
When they give Black Manta the technology, right? How the fuck did Black Manta go rework that technology? That was
he kind of just saw him doing like trial and error. Because remember, he shot the hole through the boat.
Yeah, he did that, but he still did it. Like what they brought him.
Oh yeah.
And then what that ended up.
Yeah, because he like deconstructed everything,
and they were like, "This is Atlantean technology."
Unless, well,
and he
you
just
know what
went
though,
in his garage.
You know what though, but like,
and Iron Man that shit out.
Kind of figured maybe his pops might have shown him a thing or two because his pops was like the one before.
I mean, and all of them looked like they were like some space age pirate shit. But still, I'm just like,
those suits were dope. Whatever those Aqua Warrior guys or the Aqua Soldiers, whatever they're called, whatever they were.
They were all whack, though.
Dolph Lundgren was in there. So you find out where Dolph was after he got exiled from Russia for losing the fight. he was in Atlantis chilling. It was cool, man. Like I said, I enjoyed it for what it was.
I was very pleased also at this, which I got to give.
There was no Superman, thank God.
Yeah, I'll give DC credit for that. This was an original, like... telling of Aquaman, like no other Justice League members in it, just like they did Wonder Woman, no other Justice League members in it.
And it was good.
Just, not being held down with a bunch of other people. And I was talking to somebody about this, and I was like, it's crazy because at one time, that's what we wanted. And that's what Marvel built up to. Yeah. It's like you want to see the culmination of all the heroes together.
Well, you want like the backstory.
But you don't want, you don't want every movie after that to be a jump off point to something else.
Yeah.
So now it feels like a lot of characters are weighing the movies down because it's like, oh, I just want to
see. I never saw Justice League, so I don't know how bad that movie was. I heard it was terrible.
But even before Justice League with Batman v Superman, they still put everybody in that.
Oh, they were all in that?
Well, they had the video clips of Cyborg and Flash.
I think Cyborg
and then
looks
it was
trash.
And then it was Wonder Woman was in the whole movie.
She's hot
of
though.
Batman
That's
v Calgary Superman.
Dome, man.
And they're getting ready to do Shazam, which Shazam is going to be
I saw that preview, and I don't know about that one, but that's just me.
Somebody said that it was like Big. That's how they felt it was the Tom Hanks movie.
Big, oh wow!
Like Big meets superhero.
That's funny.
Shazam is a kid that turns into a superhero. So
that's funny.
If it gives that feel, you know, like
that's
a
hilarious.
warm-hearted superhero movie. But this is what I was about to say, that I was happy that Aquaman did. They did not kill the villain off at the end.
True.
Black Manta was still alive, and he was like, he's still coming after Aquaman. And you got Black Panther, where they so-called kill off Killmonger, which I'm sure they're going to figure out a way to bring him back, because he's one of Black Panther's major villains.
I hope so, man.
I even feel like them killing off Claw, I was like, whoa, why would y'all do that? Like, Andy Serkis was awesome as Claw. He could always be like a mid-level... like bad guy in between stuff. Like if every movie you're
Claw
killing
was cool,
off, your,
man. Like, he was cool.
Yeah. So if every movie you're killing off your bad guys, it's like that leaves you, like now everybody like Killmonger and they're saying like that was one of the best Marvel villains, and then you killed them off. So
yeah, no.
you need to not kill off all your villains because they need to come back to cause problems for.
It would be dope to
heroes.
Like. It would be dope to get like the Killmonger, more of the Killmonger backstory. Obviously, we know like when he was a kid, but like. After he's, you know, he found his pops dead.
Or would you want to see some of his, like...
Yeah, like...
Wait, how young are you talking about the army
no, like,
stuff when they said he was
like,
in the
yeah,
army?
Yeah, have him start him off, like, you know, a few years after, he saw his pops dead. Like, where did he go? What did he do? How did he become the super soldier that was killing everybody, marking himself up? Like, how did he get to that point?
Right.
How did he find... You know, how did he... You know what I'm saying?
So...
And that could happen on the Disney Network. You never know.
It could. I mean, they got that... They do own that property right now.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you know... Obviously, like, I read some comics, but I'm not into the comics backstories for a lot of people. And I don't know who else besides Claw and Killmonger.
Oh, as far as Black Panther villains?
Yeah, and M'Baku, which is really a man-ape in the comics. So yeah. He was a villain also. And look how they switched him and made him team up with him. And then you killed the villains off. So I don't know what they're going to have for Black Panther to do when he
shows up. Shout out to M'Baku, man. He's about to be starring in that new Jordan Teele movie, Winston Duke.
They said he snatched up.
And Lupita Nyong'o.
He snatched up Black Panther.
Yeah, took his girl.
Took his girl after the snap happened.
That shit looked crazy. That movie looks dope.
Yo, shout out to Jordan Peele. Yeah. Definitely looking forward to that coming in the new year because, man, Get Out, you saw it?
Of course. Love Get Out, man. Get Out was crazy.
Get Out and this.
And then the messaging behind that movie
It's crazy to think that this guy from Key and Peele, this comedian, who said that he has a love for horror movies and he wants to bring, you know, change the horror genre, and he's, you know, doing it with Black people at the forefront.
That is wild. You think about what he's known for,
right?
But now what he's really going to be known for is like being a phenomenal director. Yeah,
definitely.
You like Key and Peele? Were you a fan of Key and Peele?
Was my shit.
Really?
Man. Yeah.
So you know that little. I said, bitch. Yeah. I love this. I'm not a huge fan of like their comedy. Some of it's funny. Some of it I'm like, what was the movie they did with the cat?
Keanu. Keanu was funny.
I enjoyed Keanu more than I should have because it was stupid as shit, but it was entertaining.
I mean, it was them like doing a full movie of Key and Peele. So like, and I didn't think that Key and Peele like bit Dave Chappelle style or whatever. Like, it's a sketch comedy show. Sketch comedy shows is gonna be sketch comedy show. Mad TV was doing it long before Dave Chappelle. Saturday Night Live was doing it.
And and what they were doing was nowhere near what Chappelle was doing because Chappelle is another stratosphere. Like,
But at the same time, I like what they were doing.
Yeah. I understand why they're popular.
If they have a Key and Peele marathon, I'll watch it. Like, one of my favorite skits of theirs was the drugs one. Did you ever see that one when he was trying to buy weed from the guy in the park?
Possibly.
He was like, he was trying to buy weed, and he's like, man, nobody cares. He's like, he was trying to slide him the money. You know how somebody, he's like, man, what are you doing? He's like, take the money out, fan it in the air.
Fan it.
What did he say? I think he said, like, put it on your forehead or something. And he was like, now give me a high five and say drugs. Because he was just like, man, nobody cares about this.
That's funny. Yeah, no. I've seen some of those kids that I thought were entertaining. Some I'm like, eh, whatever.
But that guy just went into a whole nother direction.
Yeah. Get Out was phenomenal. If you haven't seen Get Out, I don't know what you've been doing.
What he did, and then he put Redbone in Get Out. Now he's got I Got Five on it, and... Did you see the stats about how I got?
Oh, the loonies got to be loving this shit.
Got all this streams and stuff after this happened, and people not knowing about the song.
You got to think about it though, man. Like, there's people that song came out in '95. Like, there's people that weren't even kids that watched that trailer that like they're gonna watch that movie that weren't even probably born when that song came out. So they don't know about I Got Five on it or the remix with everybody from the Bay, which is the better version, but neither here nor there.
I was talking to somebody and they said, so you saw the preview and you saw that they were with a white family on the beach, right?
Yeah.
They said, if the white family get killed first.
That'd be hard. There's always a black people dying first in the movie.
Right. So if you just get the white people out of the way and then it's just them against themselves, basically.
I like that. Yo, real quick. Also, man, I know we're talking movies. I'm going to swerve it a little bit. I want to give a big, big, big shout out, round of applause, to Deli Every Day. He completed doing a song a day for the year of 2018. And then,
that he did.
I go online today and I see Deli Every Day, day two. The young man is doing it again. He's going another 365.
Yeah, I saw he did that. Is he doing it?
I saw today was day two.
Oh, he dropped the day two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's impressive, man.
He's doing it again. You ever see
again?
Fucking Tropic Thunder. Wait, are you giving to Tropic Thunder?
I don't know if I like that movie. But I don't know if I don't like that movie. I'm on the fence about that movie.
there are so many awesome things about that movie.
That's we're going to eventually that's get Iron to Man, wrestling. That's Iron Man in blackface, right?
Yeah. We're going to eventually get to wrestling. I'm just the
dude dressed up like the dude playing the other dude or whatever he says.
But what about the fact that that was fucking Brad, not Tom Cruise.
Where what?
As the
oh, the villain?
Lester. Was no, Lester. The guy who was the movie, the guy who was running the movie shit. Yeah, that was Tom Cruise. You don't know? The guy who was like, we'll get you a G5 and lots of money. Like that guy, Lester Grossman. Oh,
yeah.
That was Tom Cruise.
Now I know. That's wild.
Right. I'm like, it was so much dope shit in that fucking movie. The fake trailers at the beginning of the movie where I was just talking about, like, again. Like,
man. I gotta watch that again.
Go watch that again.
Again. Music-wise, also, did you see Crooked Eyes bringing back the Hip Hop Weekly? Yeah, this is he's partnering up with Spotify. Okay. So he's about to do Hip Hop Weekly every week now, and it drops, the debut one is this Friday on Spotify.
So what's that going to be, him doing a song every week or something?
Yeah, because Hip Hop, that's what he did for the original. Are you familiar with the original series he did? Yeah.
Which one of those are $50 cash?
That one. So he's bringing that back. Starts up, the new one is this Friday. I'm excited about that.
Did you listen to the year-end wrap-up?
I listened to Skills. It was. I don't know, man. They were funnier.
Did one too.
Yeah, I should probably listen to that one because that'll probably be a little bit more entertaining because I like the way Uncle Murder raps and talks shit. I mean, Skills was cool, but at the same time, it's like I've been hearing these for like more than 10 years, I think, from Skills. And I get people still want to hear him, but there was a point where I think he was going to stop doing them, and he got like talked back into it. Like it's cool, but it's like I don't know. There's some shit I don't want to talk. Remember. And you're bringing up old shit.
Do you really need your year wrapped up? I know what happened.
Right. Me too. I lived it. So, yeah. So,
yeah. I didn't listen to either one of them. I just know that they do them every year.
Yeah. Oh, and there's if you are a subscriber to Tidal, there is a really dope, like, 20-minute, like, mini documentary on New Jack Swing and Teddy Riley. Fire. Super duper dope. So, if you're a fan of New Jack Swing, if you're a fan of Blackstreet, anything Teddy Riley touched, check that out. There's also Griselda's on Rap Radar, which is
I got Tidal.
No, yeah.
I got 6 months for free.
Oh, nice. Did you watch the Rap Radar with Griselda?
Well,
or listen to it.
Listen to it. Yeah, but then I was mad because I thought that at least Tidal was gonna have the video. I didn't know it was just gonna be the
they
audio.
Do. You have to search for it. It's there though. You can watch both. Yeah, I watched the video on my TV. I prefer to watch the video just so I can see them.
Right, I wanted to watch the video too, and I ended up listening to it and didn't, because I searched the Rap Radar, and they didn't look like they had videos.
Oh, they do.
Is there something different that you have to
no.
type in besides Rap Radar?
Just type Rap Radar, and you should be able to find videos or audio. It's audio, Holmes. But,
Word, because this looks like this might be the video down here, and it's going to make me mad.
Yeah, you should be mad. So should have searched harder, sir. You would have found that.
Well, fuck off. I couldn't watch it at the time anyway, so I just listened to it.
I'll give you that. No, do we want to... We do have a barrel of the week, but I want to get the audio queued up so we can properly do it.
Okay. So go ahead and cue that up, yeah. And then that'll be our segue into wrestling. You can cue that up. I'll go ahead and... And give them the backstory on the burial.
Oh man, we apologize ahead of time. We really don't, but
so there was a day.
There was a day. 2 weeks ago, actually 2 weeks ago exactly.
A day, well, like any other day.
There you go, being dramatic.
Except this day was leading up to a holiday.
Yes, it was.
And we decided that us all. Being, you know, in this space together every Wednesday for a year, these people becoming my brothers, that we would do a Secret Santa and buy each other gifts. I don't buy people gifts besides my family, just so that you know that. So this was, you know, something special. So we all brought gifts, and one person didn't bring gifts.
Who was that one person?
That one person was the Neo X.
Now, he's not here to defend himself, but that doesn't matter. He had a very, very simple job, and I don't know which one it's going to be out of these, so it's just, we're going to roll the dice right now and hope this is it. Nope.
He said nope.
Nope.
So, as he said, he had
one. Nope.
Top 10.
Nope. This is bad show.
Yeah, I don't know what you were looking up. You should have just pulled up the Undertaker music.
Well, I was trying to find the actual soundbite we have from Veronica where she says, you know.
Does she just say bury it a week?
Yeah, she does.
Veronica, this is all Rock's fault.
It is Rock's fault.
I thought we had this better planned.
Yeah, Rock is not on his game right now. Hold on a second. Okay. But yeah, we're not going to worry about queuing that up because I fumbled that. But yeah, there was one Matt Maniac who conveniently didn't have a gift to participate with, but still left with a gift. And the promise was that he was going to link up with Teak early, you know, the next week to get it to him.
Yeah, because that was the name that I pulled, or he pulled my name.
Either
way, how it went.
Yeah.
And I have yet to get that gift.
So, Neo X and everybody out there on the Twitters, give him hell for being the barrel of the week. Come on, how you gonna do like Secret Santa and then still not give a gift? He's like, come on, man. T gave a gift. Rand gave a gift. Rock gave a gift. Dave took a gift.
Rand gave everybody some gifts. I still left with some stuff that day, but
you did.
I didn't leave with the gift of the person who was supposed to give me a gift. So I'm still waiting to see this because he told me that he was going to make sure that I had something good. So
he was going to make it right.
We're giving him shit because he all of a sudden, you know, coincidentally didn't show up to the episode tonight.
Yeah, right.
The recording. So it's like,
out the blue.
He said he had the gift, but he said he wasn't in town. Just feel like that's quite convenient.
It's very convenient.
We're calling you out, Neo.
Yeah, we expect more from you, sir. We expect more. So,
and I expect when I see you for your face to not be clean shaven.
Oh my God.
Next Wednesday, buddy, better have a full mustache and beard and gifts in hand.
That is agreed. We also have an event coming up, January 25th, Crescent Ballroom, the Rambo Before the Rumble. Woo. It is a live podcast between Matt Mania, The Steel Cage, performances by Mega Ran, Teak Hall, Bear Ghost. It's going to be a good time. We're trying to get Nia Jax there, so we're going to start really pumping out the hashtag get Nia to the Ramble.
If anybody wants to make a graphic for that of any kind.
That would be dope.
You know, a graphic of a cartoon Nia Jax or something.
With Rock shooting his shot. Playing basketball in the background. But yeah, no, we want to get Nia out, man. Just cause we love her. We're all supporters. We're all fans. She is big fine. She was the snack of the year.
And we want to see how strong the brand is. Let's see if the brand can get her out.
The brand is strong. The brand is very strong. I have faith in the brand. I have faith in the Matt Maniacs. Me and Cap Cave are going to fight though.
Over what?
Nia. We'd be having little battles back and forth on Twitter.
Well, he's
sly
married,
comments.
So
that's right. And I'm single.
Exactly.
I win.
So you win automatically.
I win by default, sir.
Even if his wife was like, "Oh yeah, that's your one celebrity you can get." I don't know if Nia is about that. So
who's your one celebrity?
Celebrity that
Hall Pass
that I want.
Yeah, if you had the chance.
I never really
never thought about it. I got a list of like 33.
You have 33.
Hell yeah! I gotta keep that wide open. Gotta keep them ready just in case. Not that I had a significant other.
So you only get one Hall Pass.
Yeah.
But you got 33. So you're like, whichever one of these come first.
Hey man, you never know who you're gonna run into, who you're gonna see.
That sounds so bad because yeah.
What circumstances you're gonna meet that person in?
Like yeah.
I'm not gonna say who they are.
Even though you married are involved, yeah. Oh, I'm your Hall Pass. Let's do this.
Hey, you in Vegas one night? You wilding in Vegas? You know, one thing leads to another. What you gonna do?
You wilding in Vegas? You at the porn awards?
We gonna be there next year? Can we not this year? We gonna go next year.
And then you never know what happens, right? You run into who's your thespian?
Bet thespians, Katrina Jade, Asa Akira. Let's just stop talking. Kendra Lust. Yo, speaking of conventions, we are gonna be out at Ace Comic Con next weekend. On the press tip. If you see us out there, say hello, say what's up. We're going to be hopefully conducting some interviews. Not going to say with who yet, because nothing's been solidified, but we are working some pretty, pretty big ones, I would say.
Right, but we will be there. We'll be in the door.
Yeah, it's my side of town, which I like even more. I'm going to Uber it over there. I'm going to be edibled up.
Where is it at?
Gila River Arena at Westgate.
Oh, I didn't know where.
And I like that because I'm gonna be it'll be one of them like in and outs for me. Like I'll be like, oh cool, I'll do like two laps of the whole thing, do what we got to do, and I'm good. I ain't staying for that shit all day. I'm not about that life.
Well, I mean, you at least got to do the rounds.
Oh yeah, a couple laps
because we're press.
I know. Just like I used to do Comic Con, couple laps, make sure I see everything that I want to see, spend a little bit of money. Get my interviews out of the way.
Right. And talk to who you want to talk to. You might see somebody there who you didn't know was going
to
be there.
I try to get Jake the Snake on the fly.
We have permission to walk up and get these interviews.
And I will.
As long as they're down to do them.
I may or may not be wearing one of the shirts of one of the interviewees we're trying to get. Just saying. So I might have multiple shirts in my backpack just in case. You never know. Do quick little wardrobe changes.
He's going to change his shirt per interview just to... Look at him. He's shaking his head. Yeah. He has no problem letting y'all know that he's clout chasing right now.
Hey, it's for the brand, bro. I'm chasing for the brand. You know, we need those hits. I'm trying to think. What was the last big interview that I had at a Comic-Con? Oh, I interviewed Kevin Eastman, creator of the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, nice.
That was dope. Yeah, it was cool.
Creator of the original Ninja Turtles?
Yes, the ones that matter.
Okay. So how does it work? Who owns Ninja Turtles? Nickelodeon?
Him.
Then how does it
keep... He licenses.
Is that all uh-huh. it does?
It's his creation.
But...
Him and Peter Gabriel.
So does he only license it to Nickelodeon?
I mean, they're probably paying the most.
Feel like I can't think of what...
Cartoon Network, maybe?
I can't think of who Ninja Turtles is associated with now besides Nickelodeon. I think every time I see the toys, they're Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I think it's Nickelodeon. Okay. Strictly Nickelodeon. Yeah. Have you liked the movies? Have you enjoyed them?
The Michael Bay movies?
Yeah. I'm too much of a hater, and I love the originals too much. I don't much care for 2 and 3.
Wait, which... You're talking about the original.
Original.
I don't know why we always talk about Ninja Turtles on this podcast.
Weird tangents, bro.
We all love them. On this podcast.
Oh, yeah, because we had the conversation, what Ninja Turtle were you? We've had this talk like 30 times.
And we've talked about Ninja Turtles before. But, the original one. I mean, okay, when I was a kid, number 2 was my favorite. Secret of the Ooze was my favorite.
Okay, I get that.
I was blinded by the fucking Go Ninja Go rap. And the fake,
you fell for the hype.
The fake Bebop and Rocksteady. I wanted them though. Bebop and Rocksteady. I was like, okay, well, at least we got these guys. Like, it was just something more when I was younger. But
I don't even really remember the second one that much.
As an adult, the second one was the fucking
same April O'Neil.
The second was the Asian pizza boy.
Yeah,
and
is it the same April?
Is it the same April?
Because the original April was kind of fly.
It was the same.
Okay, April. I kind of dug her a little bit.
But yeah, as I got older, like right now, I know the first one is the better one.
Oh, sure.
And the second one, they don't even use their weapons in the second one. It's bullshit. But as far as the Michael Bay movies go, as bad as the second one is, it's kind of fun.
Because there's actually parts that I like.
Bebop and Rocksteady in the second one, and then they got Krang in it.
Yeah.
No,
that's real. There's parts that I liked. But I'm too married to the original. That's what I grew up on.
I mean, they're wet compared to the original.
Oh, yeah. Never convinced me otherwise, man. I'm like, fuck out of here.
And I don't know what they're going to do. I mean,
they're not done.
I have no interest in the animated ones. They look like crap right now.
Are they doing animated ones?
Yeah.
Are they straight to DVD or
something? I mean, there's a cartoon on Nickelodeon.
Okay.
So.
Oh, they have a show? Sure,
yeah, they have a show still. So
there is still an audience for Turtles. So, that's crazy.
Yeah, they still have toys in Walmart and
shit. So that's lasted over 30 years. That's impressive, you think about it.
But they look nothing like the Turtles now.
They're not cool like what we had.
Nah.
You collect figures at all, like old figures? Like if you saw one out that you liked when you were a kid and you didn't get it, or would you buy it as an adult?
Yeah, I saw a Ninja Turtle figure when I was out the other day. I was at Bookman's, but it was missing some pieces to it. I was like, damn.
You would have copped?
I was like,
who was it?
It was like a Michelangelo.
Okay.
And he was in like a robot mech suit or something. I don't know what it was from. But.
I always be wanting to buy the The old Millennium Falcon toy or the AT-AT, or any like old, like ill Star Wars figure.
But I had a lot of the, when I was young, I'm mad that I don't still have them.
Me,
because
trust me.
I had the, I had a lot of Ninja Turtles action figures when I was young. And when I see the ones in, Walmart and stuff now,
they're trash.
I'd be like, these are whack because they're of what the Turtles are now.
Yeah.
But I had like Baxter Stockman as the Fly. Like I had
all the original joints because I was in like second or third grade.
I used to like collecting all the bad guy ones because they were like crazy ones.
You're the
like
villain.
But just then because there were more, because like the Turtles were always the Turtles.
Yeah.
But then the villains, like you get Baxter Stockman, you get like it was the Crocodile dressed up like Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Fucking it was funny. It was the bunny that was dressed up like a samurai.
Yeah.
Like they had dope.
Yeah, that's real.
Figures, and I used to love getting those, so.
I have more fun at the Comic-Cons, like, just shopping and looking at shit, because there's always, like, stands that they're known for, like, they have the old Star Wars, they have the old Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joes, old wrestling figures.
Did you have wrestling figures when you were young?
I did.
What'd you have?
All the stars from the 80s, Hogan, Warrior, Rude, Macho, Ricky Steamboat, Bulldogs, Heart Foundation, everybody, Greg Valentine.
What kind of figures did you have? I had the figures that were like, did you have the hard rubber figures?
No, they were hard plastic. And their arms moved.
No, I had the ones that arms didn't
move. I had the ring.
They were stuck in the
position. They were always positioned. They were always flexing. I had the ring. Like these are like the original ones in the 80s, like when it was really, really popular.
Right.
I had all of them.
The ones that couldn't move, they were like big. And I remember I had Hogan and Macho Man and like a few other people. But I had the WCW ring.
I had some of those too. I remember those.
The Nitro ring. I had the Wolfpack Sting.
Yeah.
Wolfpack Luger.
There's some of those older ones. If I find them in good shape and they're still boxed, I'll buy them. If it's like a nostalgia piece or whatever. Or even like, I like some of the Elite Series ones, the newer ones. Like
the Elite Series are
the ones that are like $25. They're more so to they're pretty much meant to be kept in a box. Like they're not. I mean, yeah, they're for kids, but adults are buying them shits. Like grown motherfuckers like me are buying them shits.
Yeah, I mean they're the better.
Yeah.
They're the more expensive ones. They're the better ones.
When I got ran the Macho Man, the retro Macho Man, they had the Elite Series Demon Finn Balor. It was like $45 though.
Really? What did it come with?
It was just literally it was Demon Finn Balor. It was still in the package.
I mean like they normally come with other stuff. Like they'll come with like a weapon. Or
you know what? You know what? I saw it and I saw the price. I saw it and saw the price and I was like, nope. I don't want to like open it or like pull it out and then he's got that with it and I'm like, oh nah. I wasn't trying to spend that money.
Right? Because I remember when
but it looked dope
when I was gonna cop the Elite Bray Wyatt and he came with the lantern.
Oh shit!
And shit. So
yeah,
those Elite ones are dope.
Yeah, they're super dope. So, honestly, man, like that's part of my laps over at Ace. I'll be looking, all going to the vendors. And
what is that, next weekend or two weekends?
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
I got my company holiday party that weekend too.
Sounds oddly like enough, you're gonna be a busy man.
It's a busy weekend when I'm already tired thinking about it.
So, want to get into Raw?
Yeah, let's talk some wrestling. I didn't watch Raw, full disclosure. I saw highlights of Raw. I know that...
What happened on Raw that you want to talk about?
They announced some shit for the Rumble. Did they? Oh, that's SmackDown. What did they do? What happened on Raw? Like, I don't really remember. I know I watched it. I know John Cena came out.
On Raw?
Yeah, he came out on both shows. He's doing the both show thing.
I thought he was on Raw.
Or maybe he didn't. He's coming out on Raw next week.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because he was on SmackDown this week.
On Raw, Seth Rollins fought Bobby Lashley, and he murdered Lilo Rush with a curb stomp.
Oh, I did see that, and I thought Lilo Rush might have died because it looked like his neck broke. I'm pulling up the results right now just so I can see the card and maybe remember something. Oh, the steel cage match.
Yeah, that was the first thing.
Yeah, it opened it up. Yeah.
Yeah, where...
That was good.
Where McIntyre destroyed Dolph.
Well, I mean... Did you expect different?
And then said that he was done
with Dolph. I'm done with this. No, I mean, it was... I'm surprised they opened the show with that.
right, opened it with a cage match. I was like,
yeah.
When I was looking at it, I was like, damn. I was like, thought they were just showing it like, yeah, the cage is up there.
Did you enjoy it, though? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
You didn't see no highlights? No clips? You just saw the head, the what you call it, the curb stomp, where he killed Lido Rush?
Yeah.
Has he been seen since? Asking a question.
Did Bobby Lashley carry him to the back, or did he walk under his own?
This is true. Oh, yeah, Apollo Crews is the number one contender for the IC title now.
And then he lost.
Oh, wait, he lost already?
Yeah, it was the same night.
Oh, that was the same night? Oh, they played him out, man. I think I fell asleep before that happened. They really? How you get played out like that?
Yeah, man, he won, then he lost.
Like, oh, we're going to give you a title shot. You have to earn it, and then we're going to have it be the same night. Oh, yeah, Rousey and Natty and Nia and Tamina was the main event. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I think they're just putting them together. And
oh, they talked about the women's tag titles, and they said that the women's tag titles are going to be able to go on both brands.
Yeah, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah,
they don't need to have separate Raw and SmackDown women's tag team titles. No offense to the ladies.
Does that mean that whoever the tag team champions are goes just like John Cena and they go from brand to brand? Or does that mean that they can just swap at pay-per-views?
No, it probably means that if you're the tag champ, you can go brand to brand and you do what you need. You lose. I would assume if you lose, when you lose, you go back to your original brand.
And then
I would assume so. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad they're only doing the one. So that's tight. But we'll see how they do it and who are going to be the inaugural champions.
Probably Sasha Banks and Bayley.
That's the popular choice, but they could also swerve us and give us like a heel tag team. Or what about Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville? What about the Riot Squad?
I don't feel like they're champion material.
You're like, no. You just
they don't look like they don't look like dope characters. Who? To me.
Mandy?
Yeah.
And Sonya?
Nah.
I guess.
I know they haven't been up there that long, but if you put them in the middle with these other two, when you put them in between these other two tag teams,
yeah,
they're green, man. They look it. I feel like they look like you ever ride by something, because I do this all the time. You ever ride by like a fast food place that just got built or something, or like a Starbucks or something that you know wasn't there?
Yeah,
and you ride by it and you're like, damn, that shit's new. Like that shit wasn't there. Like that's how they look. They still look like you motherfuckers are new.
Okay.
So I can't see them like.
I'm trying to think who are the options for teams. So obviously it's Sasha and Bayley, Tamina and Nia, Riot Squad.
What was the other squad?
The Iconics?
No, the ones that were just like the Riot Squad but were on the other brand.
The Riot Squad, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
What were their names?
Sanity? No, they're not Sanity. No, what was their names? They had a name?
Yeah, is that Paige's old team?
Oh, that's right.
I don't remember what they called themselves.
I don't either, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah.
They did have a name.
But they're still a team.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Minus Paige.
Minus Paige. And I feel like they're missing some. Wasn't there three of them?
Yeah, it was three of them. It was Paige and
Resolution?
Two.
No.
No, but it was.
It was some kind of Lucian.
Wait, no. Is Riot Squad the other team?
Riot Squad's on. Okay. That's the one that's Ruby Riot. She's shooting with Natty. It was Paige and. I have a phone right in front of my face.
He's looking it up, people, because he can't.
Paige's crew.
I thought you were about to say Paige's something. Like they were not.
Hello, Paige here.
Paige Illusion.
I really said that. But it's some kind of illusion, isn't it?
I don't know. Do you remember when Ghostface crew was called Theodore Unit?
Yes, of course I do.
That crew was named after him.
Absolution.
Absolution.
I told you it was illusion.
You're right, and I didn't think that it was
illusion. It was Absolution.
Absolution. Yeah. How do you have a crew named after you? And when they're repping that shit, they got to rep Theodore.
It's Ghostface, man.
That was the craziest shit ever to me.
Ghost is the GOAT.
And niggas was doing it.
Hey, man.
Out there repping that TU, that Theodore Unit.
I can argue the point that Ghost is the greatest of all time. We won't get into that now, but I can argue the point. There's a case. There is a case for Tony Starks, a.k.a. Ghost Dini, a.k.a. Ghostface Killer, Iron Man, for being the greatest rapper of all time. Just saying. But yeah, it was Absolution. If I had a crew, I'd want them named after me too, like The Rocks.
You said you would want them to be named
after Hell yeah. Oh man. Oh shit. Funny story. So I got a shout out on It's the Real podcast. However, they read my Twitter handle as Ro Knowledge.
Ro Knowledge.
The funny part is that's a funny inside joke from the Rhyme and Reason days. We got imaging from the station. Instead of saying Rock Knowledge, the guy was Rhyme and Reason Radio with Ro Knowledge.
And that's why you were always complaining about your name getting wrong on Instagram, because your name is spelled wrong.
I know it is.
So
no, I look at my name and I'm like, you're the problem here, buddy. You're the one that spelled Rock Knowledge with one K. It doesn't look good with two, though. Like, two K's doesn't look good. Like, two K's makes me nervous. Like, you should be nervous if you see two K's. It's like, oh, so is there a third?
So it's basically Rock and Knowledge is spelt wrong. So it's Knowledge with no K.
Which, that makes no sense when you say it out loud either.
Because it's
Knowledge.
How is it Knowledge with no K?
He misspells Knowledge.
He misspelled a smart word.
Not even that. He misspells Rock. Like, it's a bunch of misspelled words. So I get it. It's my fault. But it's Rock Knowledge, man. Rock Knowledge. Anyways.
It's going to happen until you're famous. Or until you're more well-known.
Yeah, I don't want to be famous.
And, I mean, people, news reporters mistake Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods all the time. So.
That's funny. Oh, man. Did you see any SmackDown?
I was about to say they mistake Samuel Jackson for who?
Oh, man.
Who was he going off on that commercial? I remember when the guy interviewed him about thinking he was
I forgot. I know what you're talking about again.
Again,
I know, right?
again.
Yeah. So that was Raw was whatever. SmackDown. Did you watch any SmackDown or see any clips?
I saw Becky Lynch tearing the John Cena.
I should play a small clip of that. You didn't see like the New Day segment?
No.
Where Big E was dressed as
as the New Year's baby, right?
Yeah.
Did New Day have a new? Did they do like a special on the network or something?
They did. Oh, so they did. Posted about I'm glad you said that.
The pancake.
Yeah, they did.
Year off or something.
And then the Good Brothers have a series too called Botched.
Yeah,
hilarious.
That they stole from our good friends at Botchamania.
Oh, so, my bad.
So yeah,
my bad.
Botchamania is kind of pissed about that. So,
oops.
Like, man, just like the Tim and Derek E Snacks are mad because WWE is doing a snack show now, and now they're doing a bot show. WWE is just trying to take everything.
Vincent don't care. Vincent with the shit, man.
Did you
man.
Say Vincent?
Vincent. I mean, it is Vincent. Vincent Kennedy McMahon does not give a shit about anything. He will take your property.
Oh, what are you looking at?
I'm trying to find the Becky Lynch promo.
Okay, so while you're doing that...
Trying is the operative word.
Should we wait until after we do this? I guess let's talk about SmackDown first.
And then yeah, go ahead.
Talk about,
I mean, she's on SmackDown.
Well, no, I'm saying before we talk about AEW.
Oh, that's right, All Elite Wrestling. I wish Nia was here, man. Wrestle Kingdom 13 is on Friday night, too. Like, I know nothing about it, and I feel like we're doing a disservice to Neo by not talking about it, but...
Right, and you're not here to do your New Japan corner, Neo.
Like, this would be the weekend for you to be here, but no, you're ducking Teak. I'm fucking with you, bro.
You're ducking these hands, man.
You're ducking Teak, fam.
But yeah, All Elite Wrestling is a thing. Not only is All Elite Wrestling a thing, but All In 2, Double or Nothing is a thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be in Vegas.
Oh, is it?
That's why it's
that's why it's the reality.
That's why it's casino themed. If you saw the promo.
I didn't see the promo clip. I saw the announcement. I read the announcement. They announced it on Being the Elite, right?
They already got shirts out and shit for it.
I saw on a pro wrestling tease.
The Double or Nothing has got like casino chips and shit or whatever. So if it's in Vegas, all we're doing is driving over.
Oh, that's easy.
We will be there. Double or Nothing. So this shit is going to be crazy. So it's basically like he's got all the elite dudes. I saw a couple other people like Scorpio Sky and things like that he had named. Like, these guys are just going to say fuck it and just...
Yeah.
I mean, they got money behind them, but...
I mean...
It's going to be crazy.
It's a bold move.
That's a bold move there, Cotton.
Hey, you know what, though? If anybody can do it, I think it's those guys. I think Cody's name alone holds weight in the business. So you can't deny a Rhodes, man.
Man, the thing,
and he's doing it, like, and he's doing it right.
But
you think go? You think
he couldn't do it without the? I was going to say
it goes both ways.
The 1-2 punch, but not even the 1-2 punch. He couldn't do it without the power of the Elite behind him, without Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks.
And then Marty's going to sign soon. They said
he wouldn't have had.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. But he bet on himself. That's what, at the end of the day, man. This guy was.
That's. I mean, who better than to bet on though?
What was his name? When he was with WWE?
Cody Rhodes?
Yeah. His last gimmick.
Oh, Stargazer? Starblazer? Star Shadow?
I almost called him Starscream.
Star Lord?
That's a Transformer.
No. Shatterstar?
That's a Transformer, too.
No, what the fuck was his name?
Wait, Shatterstar is also...
he was an X-Men. He's the one that got...
He was on Deadpool.
Deadpool got chopped up with a plate. What the fuck was his name?
What's his brother's name?
Goldust. Stardust.
Stardust.
We should have known that a lot sooner.
Yeah. Just saying. That's as low as WWE thought of him at the time, and this guy bet on himself.
Yeah, they're dumb.
And has won everything, you know what, though? Since he's left and started his own
promotion. And at this point, he'll never go back.
Now, he started his own promotion. It's too late now.
And unless it fails. But I don't know, man. I would bet on those dudes. Because I think, and especially if they can work something out with New Japan. Where they're doing like where they're sharing talent and doing whatever.
Yeah, because that's what New Japan and ROH does.
What does this mean for ROH?
I mean, if they're not able to go back and forth, then it means that these guys are losing a lot of talent.
At some point.
Yeah, I don't know if Marty's signing right away because he just started something with ROH, and I heard that the two guys that are on the Villain Enterprise team, they just signed year contracts with ROH, so they wouldn't be able to leave. So I'm guessing Marty's going to stay there for a little bit and do that, which Marty was like part of the Elite stuff towards the end.
Yeah,
I can see Marty still wanting to do his thing, and some people were saying like it would be good for them to still have people in ROH and stuff like that.
Plus, it's nice to know that in like a year's time, you can literally, like, once you can do a huge debut with Marty Scurll, because Marty Scurll will get a pop.
Right.
So they can really, I mean, that makes sense. He does this thing, builds his name up even more, contract expires, all of a sudden, 2 months later, boom, pops out, AEW.
Yep, so they can do that. And the other thing is, like, if they got money behind them and stuff now, when I was hearing that it was, like, some guy who... the owner of what? The Jaguars or something like that?
The son of the Jaguars owner, yeah.
The son of the Jaguars owner is the money guy behind this?
He's a huge wrestling fan. So he's the money behind it. So there is big money behind this promotion.
Right, so that just means that that All In 2 is going to be even bigger. They're going to have to...
It's in Vegas, man.
I know, but it's in Vegas. So is it going to be where you think they're going to have it?
T-Mobile Arena. That's where the Black Knights play. That's where...
I think we were there already. I think that's where we went and watched SmackDown at, honestly.
Raider Stadium isn't built, but that's
too big. It'll be too big.
So UNLV, maybe. UNLV? No, they probably can't sell alcohol.
Wait, is that the college?
That's a college.
I think that's where we saw SmackDown at, too.
Oh, maybe UNLV.
One year we
probably
were there.
T-Mobile Arena, though. Probably.
So, yeah, I'm just saying that.
That's huge.
As big as All In was, these guys would have to turn it up a notch.
Yeah.
At this one, with this being like, I mean, All In was their brand, but now this is underneath.
It'll this be is everything.
Their umbrella, yeah.
This is them putting all the chips in, you know, no pun intended. Again, I think if anyone's going to do this, it's Cody. And I think with the Bucks behind him, and who's the other side? Who's the other signee right now? Is it Paige? I'm not a big Hangman.
Yeah. Oh, hey,
I know you don't like that guy.
Yeah, he was with them. They probably got him too.
Yeah, so. And the thing is, you got to wonder who else is going to sign with them.
Jericho,
man,
he'll come over and do some stuff.
Of course he will.
But I just wonder, like,
is Kenny still signed in New Japan?
He'll probably do shit with them too. I don't know what his contract is looking like, and I don't know what everything is going to look like by the time this Double or Nothing
this weekend happens.
But but I do know. No, I don't know. Like what the matches is going to look like.
I'm going to pull the card up in a minute.
For what?
Wrestle Kingdom? Just so we can just give our predictions of the ones we know about, at least name-wise.
Did you want to talk about SmackDown before you do that?
Yeah, I'm going to play the little Becky Lynch clip. This is one of the...
You have been on every single WWE marquee for the last 16 years. You personify what this company is. Check that was. It's time for someone new to step up, step in, and fill your shoes. And there's only one person for that job, and I think these people would agree with me that that person is me.
Some booze in there.
And if you have a problem with that, Nikki Bella won't be the only woman to drop you this year.
Becky Lynch, the man talking that shit to a returning John Cena who needs a haircut.
More John Cena is so corny, man.
You know what though? I could tolerate him doing the FU and then the STFU, the submission, whatever. I know what a Cena match is. It's shoulder tackles off the freaking ropes. Uh-huh. It's a leg drop, some power slams, a couple of suplexes. That's a Cena match. I get it. You can't see me. Finisher, finisher. I win. Or he loses a lot because it doesn't really matter at this point. But
the
now
that I was saying that he was corny.
I hate that fucking finisher, that punch, stupid punch. Like, you idiot.
What do they call it? The lightning punch?
I'm like, what are you doing? That's so stupid.
And then he comes back looking corny, looking with the hair and everything. Like, every time he comes back.
He's a haircut.
Looking like a... Yeah, it's because he needs his...
You know what he looks like? His hair?
Mark Wahlberg.
JBL.
He does. I think I've said that before.
Yeah.
Too. He looks like he's transforming.
Straight up John Bradshaw Layfield 2.0. If he's Republican next year, we're canceling John Cena.
And it's funny because the last time I saw Billy Gunn, I was like... He looks like fucking John Cena because Billy Gunn.
Oh, because Billy Gunn's a swole mate.
Yeah, he's taking something.
Yeah, that dude. Probably. Yeah, so they did a mixed tag match. It was.
But I was going to say he's whack because he's doing this like, what do they call it? Breaking the third wall type shit. Like,
yes. Something,
like, why am I here? And we all know, like, he's like, yeah, like, you don't have nothing. He's like, I don't have no story. Somebody's going to come out and this is going to happen. It's like, all that shit. I thought that shit was weak. Becky Lynch came out and roasted him. Hilarious that she threw him out the ring.
She did throw him out the ring, man.
To get the win.
Like, she wasn't playing.
Because it's like, that's not, where's that going to go? Nowhere. That's not going to go any further.
She I was can't trying fight, to find a clip.
She can't fight John Cena, so.
But yeah. They had a match. It was the man, John Cena, against El Idolo, Andrade Cien Almas, and Zelina Vega.
Uh-huh.
Zelina Vega was out there talking that shit like she always do, looking fine. Happy belated birthday to Zelina, by the way. Her birthday was a few days ago. But yeah, end of the match. Right after the man throws out John Cena, Zelina goes in for the quick pin. Doesn't succeed. Obviously, Becky Lynch ends up winning the match. And then afterwards, she walks up to Cena, and Cena extends his hand for a handshake. She hits him with the, you can't see me. So, Becky's out here doing it, man. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm glad we're going to see her at the Rumble in some capacity. Because they did announce some participants. All three members of the New Day are in the Rumble. So, that's cool. We're going to see who Trashka's fighting. Shane McMahon and Miz are going to be a tag team officially at this point.
Okay.
That was a segment. And then, there was also Jeff Hardy versus Samoa Joe for the last spot in the Fatal 5-Way for a shot at Daniel Bryan at the Rumble.
Samoa Joe won.
Samoa Joe won that match.
Lost.
Yeah, and AJ Styles won. So we're going to see AJ and Daniel Bryan at the Rumble, which I'm cool with that. I'm good with that. I think it's going to be a good match.
We still have to get our tickets for
NXT.
NXT.
Yeah. And Raw and SmackDown. I'm trying to go to everything.
We got tickets for SmackDown.
Okay. Yeah. So Raw, NXT.
Yeah. Raw,
okay.
NXT.
Yeah.
Don't go to Raw, I'll be okay. But I'm gonna make sure I'm going to NXT.
You know what? I say that, but it depends what happens. It depends on what happens at Rumble will determine if I want to go to Raw. Because you never know. Crazy debut could happen, or some crazy thing where somebody wins and walks out, changes brands all of a sudden because they're going to compete because they have a title shot. You never know. So it depends what happens. You know, we're going to get Brock and Braun and potentially Brock Lesnar's last appearance in the company because he's not booked for, he's not, he has no WrestleMania plans as of right now. Right. I was reading. So that's interesting.
I mean, it's Royal Rumble, man. It's one of the big four.
It's pretty much setting the tone for the year. It's the kickoff to the road to WrestleMania.
Chase Field.
Yeah, where the D-backs get it in.
Phoenix, Arizona.
That's like 3 weeks away.
It's in our backyard.
It is in our backyard. So that's
we're
crazy.
We're taking over.
We are taking over.
The Ramble before the Rumble.
We'll have the shirts.
Crescent Ballroom. We will also be at Cobra Arcade, Barcade. Sunday night after the Rumble.
This shit starts at 3 a.m. Eastern time. So 1 in the morning our time is when this shit starts on Friday. I'm looking at Wrestle Kingdom.
So after the Rumble, you can come get fucked up at Cobra.
That's what we're doing?
Yeah, we're going to be at Cobra Sunday night after the Rumble.
I need to take off Monday and Tuesday.
Mega Ran's going to be DJing at Cobra.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I should host.
Come through. We're doing whatever we want to do.
I'm going to host.
Rock Knowledge is going to host.
I'm a terrible host, by the way. Look at my track record.
Sunday night.
I get bored halfway in.
After Royal Rumble.
I do.
He's going to go home.
No, you know what, though? This is funny.
The Jewish goodbye or whatever they call it. Just gonna
this is the Irish goodbye.
What's a Jewish goodbye? I'm going to get some money first and then leave.
I'm forewarning everybody, all the Matt Maniacs, anyone from the Steel Cage we're going to be hanging out with that weekend. Just know that I love y'all, but there's a 95% chance that we're going to be out somewhere and then Rock's going to be gone. Cause once I get to the point where I'm like, I'm good, I just dip, and it's quicker to just to dip sometimes than to say goodbye to like 12 people. Just saying, I love y'all. The Rock goodbye or the Irish goodbye is a real thing. I've perfected it. I'm known for it. It's not disrespectful.
He giving motherfuckers that Batman goodbye.
I leave family functions.
You just talk to him, and you're talking, and then you turn around, and then he's like,
dog, I leave family events that way.
I just don't go to family events.
It's tough, man. Mexicans were everywhere. So, that's just me. Just 4-1, because I know there's going to be a lot going on that weekend. I'm looking forward to it. But I also know that I'm going to want to, like, go home and chill and kick up my feet and relax.
Man. There's no time for that shit.
Shit. I'm Rock. There's always time for that.
You ain't been out like we've been out, man. On these nights like this, you're talking about 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
I mean, hey, if that's what it is, I got the crib to myself. It just is so far away. And I'd invite y'all over to come chill or fucking crash, but it's so far away.
I'm going to have my crib to myself, too.
It's nice, right?
My crib is not as far away as yours, but equally far going to Mesa from Phoenix.
And that, actually, a friend of mine has an Airbnb right off of like 18th and like Van Buren, a little like guest house.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about just renting that shit, seeing if that's available that weekend. Ooh. That way I could be like, I can just crash and Uber it to like 18th and Van Buren and then just go home. Then I was like, you're going to want to go home. You're going to want your bed. You're going to want your shower. You're going to want, like, you know, because I mean, during the day, there's not going to be a whole lot of shit going on. And maybe there is, but I don't know. We'll get there. When it happens, it happens.
Right. We just end up trying to make ourselves available
for
whatever will happen, because we probably end up doing, like, lunch with people.
Yeah.
And then Rand will probably be linking up to do, like, some up, up, down, down shit with Woods, and that stuff will be, like, during the daytime.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, it's in our backyard, so we have to make ourselves hospitable.
Of course.
To liaison talent around.
To liaison.
Yeah.
I get it.
So,
yeah.
You know. But other than that, spend some money and buy some merch.
Yes.
We got t-shirts.
ProWrestlingTees.com. Search Matt Mania. We have a couple shirts on there.
Yeah, we got two different styles. We got the OG Matt Mania tee.
Yeah.
And then we got the
Death Row inspired caricature
Matt Mania tee. So, yeah. You know.
Go to the Patreon.
Show us your love.
Go to the Patreon. Search Matt Mania.
Spend some money.
And do that thing we do, which is pay that money.
Right.
Whatever you can afford. We love you.
Yeah. We do have exclusive content on Patreon.
Yeah.
That are Patreon exclusives. I mean.
Not tonight, though.
I just said Patreon and then Patreon exclusive. Yeah. You can get that only on Patreon. If you're on Patreon, you get the podcast a day early,
and you get the bonus Patreon episodes when we do them.
Yeah, it's like 6 of those up right now.
Yeah,
so you can go back, you can hear my whole episode with me interviewing Ron Funches at All In.
Yeah,
is on there.
Oh, you know what else is on there?
What?
Our Secret Santa when Neo X stiffed you on a gift.
Yeah, if you want to.
That's also an episode on there.
If you want to hear that happen, you can go listen to that.
Because I'm pretty sure you'll hear him say, I'll get you that gift next week. Here we are 2 weeks later. Neo's not here, and there's still no gift. So I maybe it's a coincidence. You know, maybe, I don't know.
I'm not going to get it till my birthday.
You may not. You know, we have to assume he's going to show up next week. So, you know, the funny part is...
I don't know where he lives.
Right? The funny part is, like, he chose the week to not be here, which probably would have been the biggest week for him to be here because he knows about this New Japan stuff. So this Friday night, Saturday morning is Wrestle Kingdom 13.
We're gonna need something from you, Neo. We're gonna need you to get.
You might have to do an exclusive Patreon only Neo X voice memo of like 5 minutes and break down the card quickly.
I need you to do like a Twitter like video or
yeah.
something like of you. We need some. What do I need from them? I need some predictions.
Some
match picks.
Yes, because I'm only going to do the ones that I know they're at the top of the card and that right. I have an idea of who these guys are.
I need some live reactions from you.
Yes.
Like,
you owe the Matt Maniacs.
Because I don't know where you are. Where did you go out of town to? You didn't tell us
anything. Yeah, man. You owe the Matt Maniacs that little bit just like you owe Tika a gift. So just make it happen, fam.
Give us all a gift.
Yes.
Yeah, that keeps on giving.
So speaking of Wrestle Kingdom 13, I'm going from the top until I don't know who these guys are.
Until he can't pronounce names.
Exactly. So the main event, IWGP Heavyweight Championship match, Kenny Omega versus Tanahashi.
I got to go with my boy Kenny.
I mean, I go with who I know. Apparently there is some... they're saying the outcome of this match is going to tell us a lot about the future of Mr. Kenny Omega, as there's rumors that are swirling about him.
Okay.
Maybe he's going to go to All Elite.
He'll leave.
I mean, yeah. Next match, IWGP IC title, Chris Jericho and Naito?
Chris Jericho has had that title for like a year.
I think Naito's going to win, but I think it's going to be a classic match. Because I don't think Chris has had a bad match in New Japan. They've all been great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who you got?
It'll probably be time for Jericho to give it up.
Okay. I know this guy. The Rainmaker Okada. I don't know this guy, though. Versus Jay White.
Oh, that's Switchblade. He's...
not helping.
He's Bullet Club now.
Mm. Is he white?
Yeah.
Switchblade. So Switchblade made me think of a G.I. Joe. Like an army guy?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, you said he's fighting who? Oh, Okada and
the Rainmaker.
I don't know. The Rainmaker has been kind of down right now.
Yeah.
That his story is like the redemption story of him trying to climb back up. So maybe it'll be his win, or maybe Jay White will pull it out. I'm not too sure on this one.
Yeah, I got nothing. I don't know. You know who Kushida or Ishimori is? No. Okay, next match. I know these guys. IWGP US title. Cody versus Juice Robinson.
Cody Rhodes?
It just says Cody. I assume Cody Rhodes.
And Juice Robinson for what title?
The IWGP United States.
Oh, I think Juice has the title. All
right.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
So yeah, Juice
ain't Neo. Oh, you're not here.
Juice ain't losing it to Cody.
To Cody?
To take over to AEW.
Okay. IWGP tag team title, Gorillas of Destiny versus Evil and Sonata versus the Bucks. I assume the Bucks don't win because they're leaving.
Right. I'm gonna go with Evil. All
right. I don't know who they Sonata. Are. That might be the last match. Oh no, I know these guys. The Rev Pro British Heavyweight title, Tomohiro Ishii versus Zack Sabre Jr.
That's Neo's boy.
That's right Neo's there. Boy. So Neo X, who would you like to choose?
Zack Sabre
Jr. You're not here. That's right. I'm going to go with Zack Sabre, and I'm going to pick for Neo.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I know who these guys are? I've heard of Roppongi 3K.
Yeah, Roppongi.
Bushi and Shingo, and then Yoshinobu, Kaminimura, and El Desperado as a tag team title match. I'm going to go with Roppongi because I know the name. the Never Openweight Championship, Ibushi versus Osprey.
Osprey.
He's dope. That match with him and Ricochet was dope.
Osprey.
But I mean, I don't know who to pick. I'll just say Osprey. Because I've seen him wrestle before. That might be the last one that I'm going to attempt to. Yep, that's it. I can't do no more.
And what time is this card?
1 o'clock in the morning, our time, Saturday morning.
Saturday at 1 a.m. Oh, I'll be at work.
I'll probably get the link from somebody. I'll just text the link to the group chat, and you can just watch it at your leisure.
Yeah.
If you're at work, hey, just pop it on.
Oh, no, I'm going to be at my security job, so I won't be able to just pop on.
Yeah, that's true.
Wrestling, I'll watch that. But.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else happened this week in wrestling. I think that was pretty much gist of it.
I didn't watch any NXT.
I didn't.
Unfortunately.
I heard it was a two-hour one, too.
But... I know we constantly say this. I know myself, I've been guilty of it. And again, I'm not making any New Year's resolutions, but in the new year, I will try to watch more NXT.
I want to, because it's good content.
Right. And so that we can talk about it on the show. It's kind of hard when we're coming in on Wednesday and the NXT is
on Wednesday. Oh, you know what? That's a question. So when SmackDown moves over to Fox, it's going to be on Fridays. That's gonna be weird.
So we're gonna be
a week behind instead of current. Whatever.
Yeah, you'll hear on Wednesday. You'll hear about SmackDown from last week and the Raw that just happened,
which is kind of weird, but whatever. Other content that's good and that's not wrestling related. I'm not putting over the podcast, so this is okay. There was the most recent edition of the Pull Up with Joe Budden and Charlamagne the God. 2 hour episode.
Damn, I thought we were going to get through an episode without Joe Budden.
Nope. Breaking down 2018 music, podcasts, albums, everything. Really dope. Watch it. Check it out.
For sure. It was like 2 hours and something, so I haven't watched it yet because that's a lot of my time.
It's a good listen. You can just listen to it.
I don't have the YouTube that'll just let me listen to it.
I do. I do.
You got that?
The no.
YouTube Red.
You know why? No, because I got it initially because I wanted to watch Cobra Kai.
Uh-huh.
And I never canceled it. That's how they get you, man. I've been meaning to cancel my stars because I don't need stars until power's on.
Is it beneficial? Do you like just being able to listen to your YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like being at work and I'll put on the Black Thought Freestyle and it'll play like that one, the Royce one, Loaded Lux, Meek Mill. Uh-huh. And I can just close my phone, put my phone down. And still, still listen to it when everybody, all the peasants out there, when they do that, it stops. I'm just talking shit. But yeah, no, I pay for a lot of unnecessary shit. I pay for that. I pay for the Spotify with no ads because I don't want to listen to commercials.
Well, yeah, I got premium Spotify.
Also. I got Hulu I got Hulu premium, no commercials. Because if I'm paying to watch this shit, like, don't put commercials. I don't want commercials. That's why I'm paying for this shit.
Man, 2019, the year of stop paying for shit you don't need, man. Make sure that you can consolidate only the shit that you need.
How many streaming services do you pay for? Yeah.
I'll tell you this much. I pay for Funimation. It's the anime. Mm-hmm. I pay for this shit every month, and I do not watch the Funimation regularly at all, and I just pay for it.
It's anime?
Like it's like my gym membership.
Speaking of anime,
and don't use it.
I don't know if you saw it on Twitter. It was something that Veronica like retweeted or liked that popped up on the feed. It was a video of this girl that I guess her family gave her this jacket that they thought was like an anime jacket.
Uh-huh.
So apparently the girl unwraps the shit and she pulls the jacket out and it's nothing but like squares of these animated like Japanese girls' faces and all of them have their mouth open.
Okay.
And the girl is like, this is like porn! This is hentai porn! it's this crazy fucking video. I was fucking rolling.
That's hilarious.
Watching that shit.
No, I didn't see
nasty
that.
Nasty award. That's a nasty award.
But as far as my stream of services list.
Oh, yeah.
So I got the Funimation.
Okay.
I have Spotify.
Okay.
I got Tidal, but that's free for 6 months.
Okay.
I got Hulu.
Okay.
I got Netflix. I got WWE Network.
Yeah. It's about to go up in price.
I believe I got HBO Go, but I think that's somehow with the Hulu.
Yeah, for a limited time. Yeah. Probably like 3 months, and then it'll be like, you want to pay this? It's like $10 more a month.
Right. So
you'll be like, no.
I think my wife set that up or whatever, so we have the HBO also. But yeah, so that's it. So that's seven.
You might have more
streaming
than me.
Services. That's, yeah, it's a lot.
I have Tidal. Family. I have Tidal, Spotify, Stars, YouTube, Hulu, WWE.
Netflix.
I don't pay for my Netflix.
Okay.
It's a trade.
So you're on six.
I think that might, you know what? Six might be it. Because, yeah, my Netflix is a trade. I trade. She has a login for something else that I pay for.
Okay.
Oh, Prime. That's a month. That's a month. Prime is seven. I pay for Amazon Prime.
Now.
That might be it.
Seven.
That might be it. If I pay for Netflix, it'd be eight. And then I'm able to get my HBO Showtime through other avenues that I don't pay for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I pay for, I pay for the gym. My gym membership.
I pay for the gym.
That's nine. And then I also pay for, my AMC Stubbs membership.
Oh, you know what? Also, I also pay monthly for Anna Cherie's private Instagram page.
Wow.
Yeah.
The things that you find out about Rock Knowledge, yeah. He's getting those private pics that you all can't see. You got to be a private subscriber.
It is what it
so
is,
that
man.
You don't get reported.
I'm a fan.
That I love that AMC Stubbs membership, though.
Oh, the one
I,
that.
I
oh,
with that.
He's not here to talk about it because he has it too.
He never
uses it though. Yeah. Yeah. I thought he was there.
Why do you never use it?
He's never showed up. He's ducking you, fam.
That shit is three movies a week. So
yeah,
12 movies.
See, if Harkins offered that
$20,
I would do it. Because especially now being single, like, I like
why?
I'll go to the movies.
What do you like about Harkins more than AMC?
I've always been a Harkins guy.
I know, but what do you like more about it than AMC?
I like their concessions better. Prefer their seating.
But they don't have reclining seats.
And proximity. I don't care about, like, I don't mind the regular Harkins seats.
After you've been in the reclining seats.
No, I get it. In proximity.
Okay.
There's a Harkins, I can, like, it's a 5-minute drive to my house. I like that.
Tiffany does not like AMC's popcorn.
Harkins has way better popcorn.
Yeah, so she bitches.
Tiff is right.
She bitches about that every time.
Yeah, Tiff is right.
To the point that she says, we need to go to Harkins first so I can go get popcorn and then take it to the AMC.
The only thing where it's close and I don't know who has better is nachos. Because AMC has those little, like, the little round Tostitos chips and then the Tostitos cheese sauce. But Harkins has, like, the salty triangle chips with the cheese sauce.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one I like better. But Harkins has
AMC got
the cups,
wild
and they also have wild cherry Pepsi on or Coke on fountain.
Yeah, and that's what I would get when I go there, and I don't need to have that shit. But that's what
I don't
get.
Either. But if I'm going to the movies, I'm getting cherry soda.
Since we're talking about it, Harkins switched shit up because you used to buy the T-shirt and then you would get a medium
every
a
time
ticket
you went.
For medium popcorn every time you went. Now they
what
changed
is it, now?
It.
Small?
No, now it's like you have to buy. For, like, one price you buy, you get, like, 30 popcorns or whatever. And then once that runs out, do you have to buy it again? So you're going to end up spending more money.
I don't know.
Year.
I'm like, that's if you want. Do I go to the movies more than 30 times a year?
Shit, I do. I go to the movies, like, four times. Well, actually, with the AMC shit, I go way more. So
you don't just pull sneaky double features?
Nah.
No, we do.
I don't have to. I'm paying for it. I get this shit for free anyway.
Yeah, I pay for one, go see two.
I'm paying for,
if
12.
If I was paying for 12, I'd go see 24. At that point, I would just go see shit to see shit.
I go see movies twice now because I can.
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, AMC has wild shit that I don't eat. They got, like, fucking waffle chicken sandwiches and.
Okay, that's one thing. So the AMC has, like, the dining theater. Harkins doesn't have that.
Oh, which one? The Esplanade? Which one you go to? Is that how you say it? What is it?
Esplanade.
The Esplanade?
Esplanade.
Did I add more to it?
You made it way difficult. No, okay, well, maybe it is on the Esplanade one, but I also don't like...
Scottsdale has one, too.
Because I go to Studio Movie Grill because like they bring the food and the drinks to you.
They do that at the Esplanade.
Harkins too. Don't... Esplanade. Harkins doesn't do that either. Harkins doesn't do that. Like, you have to, like, go get it yourself and bring it back to your seat. Nah.
Harkins got a little bar in it now too, though. I mean,
well, yeah.
To the ones by you.
Yeah, there's the
new Marketplace one does.
The new Estrella Falls one, which is a nice brand new one with all the reclining seats and whatnot, as a bar.
Okay.
They have good beer on tap, and they only have top shelf liquor.
Harkins, that Tempe Marketplace.
No tipping.
I love it because it has, what is it called there? The Cine Capri, which is the biggest screen out here besides.
Did you ever go to the original Cine Capri?
No, I know the Cine Capri. That's the actual theater name, the Cine Capri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the original one, though. They tore down the original.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was on Camelback and something.
And then they made another one.
There's like three of them now.
Oh.
Yeah, the one off the 101 in Scottsdale. Right. But
the Cine Capri and the Tempe Marketplace is called that because, it's just the biggest screen besides the IMAX. So if you want the biggest screen besides the IMAX, you got to go there.
And then the Harkins, the Estrella Falls one, has the Cinema One, which is like, they're huge. It's fucking huge, bro. So, yeah, there's a lot of big screens. But yeah, I've always been a Harkins guy, though. Always. Even like my family, we all go to Harkins.
So. I try to fight her on it, but Harkins does have the better popcorn.
They do. I'll give them that. Yeah. Oh, no, I just like Harkins more. That's all.
Harkins is a hometown.
Yeah.
Arizona thing. We don't have Harkins in Detroit.
Well, there used to be Harkins, United Artists, and then AMC, UA fell off.
We got CenterMark in Detroit.
AMC, I don't mind AZ Center, because AZ Center is never busy, no matter what movie it is.
Okay.
They don't get that busy downtown. But I like that one. I don't mind that AMC theater.
The other thing I like about Harkins is that if you just wanted to go to the movies.
Yeah.
Because, and I know we didn't got on the movie tangent, but like our theater tangent, but like having to reserve your seats for AMC, then when a new movie comes out, is hard because like you have to go see like the latest one because all of the seats are already reserved.
See, that's what like
at the Harkins is like, motherfucker, first come, first serve. Like, oh, you came and got your ticket early, but you showed up late, bitch, you got bad seats.
Yeah. No, like with Studio Movie Girl, like I'm pretty much, almost every movie I want to see, I can consistently get the same seats. Like when we go, we always sit in the very far back at the very end because it's like right the walkway's right there. We want to get out quick, boom, 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 and I just like those seats.
What's the other dine-in restaurant called? I mean, dine-in
theater.
Alamo.
I've been there before.
They just built that new one on.
They're in Tempe.
Tempe. It's on Baseline.
Yeah. No, they're dope.
Yeah, I haven't been to it. I want to go to that new one. But
that's one where they bring you. They bring you everything. Okay. You order your food, you drink at your seat. They bring you the shit.
Yeah, that's how that AMC is too. You push your button on it, and the waitress comes out.
I like that.
And do all that shit for you.
It's fancy, man.
I've been to it one time. I went to.
It's pricey too. You pay for it.
Oh, but at the Esplanade.
Esplanade.
Look, you keep on changing how you say
Esplanade.
S what?
Esplanade.
Puh?
Esplanade.
Esplanade.
Esplanade. Splah, plah, plah.
Esplanade.
Dave. Oh. Dave's not here.
They validate parking.
They do.
Yeah, I spent like $75 when I was there, though.
It's easy to do.
But, I mean, it was a date. But so it was Valentine's Day, and we went to go see the Wolverine.
Logan?
No.
Oh, the Wolverine. Yeah, you paid $75 for that movie?
And food?
For that movie? Okay. I know. I'm talking shit. That was a bad movie, though.
It wasn't
terrible. It
wasn't
great.
The same guy who did that one did Logan. It was the same director.
Yeah, but Logan was hard. They couldn't mess up old man Logan. They couldn't.
But the Wolverine gave you some good
stuff. No, it gave us here.
As you see, there wasn't a lot going on in wrestling this week.
No. And we still managed to go for an hour and a half.
Because we had to talk about something. So guess what?
This is a podcast about nothing.
You got a lot of movies. You got a lot of, what did we talk about in the beginning of this podcast?
Movies.
You got a lot of movies talk during this podcast. Yeah.
A little bit of music.
I love movies. So
I do too.
I could talk about movies for a lot more, but I know we need to cut this off eventually.
I had to get my snack of the week, too.
God damn, you guys went an hour and a half and talk 20 minutes of wrestling.
Yeah.
Rand, feel free to chop this up however you need be.
If you want.
Snack of the week.
Yeah,
sir.
Rock snack of the week. Man, this is tough. I'm going to say Amber Heard, man. I thought she looked great in Aquaman.
Okay, I was about to say the year just started, so.
It's tough, right?
Snackable as the year just started.
It's early.
Amber Heard, you're saying?
I'm going to say Amber Heard. I mean, she looked great as a redhead. She looked great as whatever her name was.
Mira.
Mira.
Okay.
She was cool, man. Willem Dafoe up in there chilling. Like I said, you know, Ivan Drago was in there doing his thing.
Willem Dafoe, who's now been in DC and
Marvel.
Sony.
That's right. It was Spider-Man. He was Green Goblin's dad.
Yeah, that was when Sony had it.
Yeah. And then Nicole Kidman was the mom, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, and Nicole Kidman was Catwoman.
She was. Well, that's DC.
Yeah.
And she was Catwoman?
Wasn't she the... Am I wrong?
Was she Vicky Vale?
She was somebody in Batman.
Was she?
Who was Selina Kyle in the 90s Batman?
Selina Kyle. Isn't that Catwoman?
Yeah.
That was Michelle Pfeiffer, Halle Berry.
Michelle Pfeiffer. So who did you just say the mom was?
Nicole Kidman.
She was in a Batman.
Was she? Was she in Val Kilmer's
Batman? Vicky Vale. I think that's who she
was. Was she in Val Kilmer's Batman, the one that sucked?
I gotta fact check this before we.
We gotta fact check some DC shit. Something. That's wild. That's wild. But yeah, snack of the week, man. Amber Heard. I think she looked great. Like I said, I don't remember Nicole Kidman being in Batman. But whatever.
My Google doesn't want to work right now, so I guess we won't be fact checking that.
Let me ask British Siri. Was Nicole Kidman ever in a Batman movie?
Here's one Nicole Kidman Batman movie.
She was in Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Which is arguably the worst Batman movie of all time.
Val Kilmer one?
Val Kilmer, Tommy Lee Jones, Jim... Oh, this one, Jim Carrey. And that's when they introduced
Joe Rogan, get the fuck out of here. I just saw a Joe Rogan clip where he was on... He was fucking trying to big up Val Kilmer's Batman. Val Kilmer fucking sucked in Batman.
Yeah, no, Val Kilmer... He was great as Iceman in Top Gun. That movie's got a special place in my heart.
Then they should have made him Mr. Freeze because he sucked as Batman.
Mr. Freeze was awful as Arnold Schwarzenegger. Vivica Fox looked good, though. She got that role simply off of her role in Independence Day.
What, Catwoman?
No, she was Mr. Freeze's chick.
She was Vivica Fox.
She was Arnold's chick.
Oh, Halle Berry played Catwoman.
Halle Berry was Catwoman. Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones was Two-Face.
And then after that, Halle Berry got boned in Monster Ball.
She got dug out by Billy Bob Thornton, bro.
She also showed her titties in Swordfish.
She did. She got dug. She got dug out by Billy Bob Thornton, and that's nasty when you think about
nasty.
It. That's a nasty award.
How's that on your resume? Sex scenes with Billy Bob Thornton.
Halle Berry has an interesting career. You think about it.
And on that note,
she's still fine as all hell. Let's not get it twisted. She's beautiful.
But I can't get Billy Bob seconds. So on that note,
sloppy seconds.
we're coming to you live and direct from DigiLab Studio.
Yes.
In Phoenix.
Yeah, on recording studio
24th Street.
PHX, right?
Yes, sir. For all your recording needs.
Hit up Tyler.
Podcast studios, green screen rooms, voiceover work, just music recording, just all around good vibes and good people to work with. So if you got a podcast that you're looking to start and you're looking for a home base, you can be like us, the Matt Mania Podcast, and come record your episodes live here and direct.
Yeah. We'll be back next week. Mega Ran, I believe.
Should be back.
We don't know where Dave's at, so we can't speak for Dave. Maybe he's shopping for your gift. Here to go get it, make it.
Maybe.
You know?
We'll see next week. We'll keep y'all updated on Giftgate 2019.
That's right. And be on the lookout, Matt Maniacs. We're going to start to pump out the hashtag Get Nia to the Ramble and see if we can get the lovely Ms. Nia Jax to come say hello. So, on that note.
And play video games like The Rock.
Hey. On that note, as Mega Ran would say, make sure you always keep your shoulders
off the mat.
We out ya.
We out.